You keep everything. So in this case, since there's a tzad to say maybe the person really died, so then for sure we let a karev go down, because if he did die, for sure he's let it go down. And even if not, he'll only get like a sharecropper. Ki pligu is the machlekes, we did not hear any rumors at all that the person died, just that he was captured and will come back soon. So what's the machlekes now? Rav says, Ein maridin, we do not let a karev go down to the field to take care of it in the meantime. Because Dilma Mafsidlu, we're afraid maybe the karev won't do a good job. He won't, like Rashi says, he won't fertilize the karka. He'll just try and plant, like the chaperan, and get as much out of the field he could get right now. Like he feels the owner's going to come back soon. So let me try and chaperan and get the most I could out of it. So he'll like ruin the field. Therefore, we do not let a karev go down to the field. Shmuel Amishmuel says, no, Maridin, we do let a karev, a relative, go down to take over the field. Because Kivu Diyamamah, since we learned that Shamin Elu Karis, even if the owner comes back later, he has the right to keep a share of the produce, like a regular sharecropper, like an oris, like a worker on the field, that has the right to get a certain percentage in the produce. If so, Lemasid Lu, then the Karev for sure will do a good job. Like he realizes, the better job he does, the more he'll get also. He gets a share in the produce. So for sure, want the property, he'll take good care of it. So that's what Shmuel says, we let a Karev go down. On this Meisel, we have a Kasha. Reb Lezer says, Mimash Meshinema, since the Pasuk says, Sliz Pasha, V'chora Api, it says, well, if you act not nice to an Amona, so V'chora Api, I'll get angry at you, V'yorak Tieskam, and I'll kill you. So now, Yodeyani, I know, Shenishasehem Almonois, if Hashem's going to kill the man, so his wife is going to be an Amona. Or V'neyem Yisaynim, and your kids are going to be a Yosem. So Elomatam Lema, what does the Pasuk have to say? V'hoyu Nesheichem Amonis, that your wives will be an Amona. What do you have to say? It's for Pshita. So Malamra comes to teach us like this. That means the wife will want to remarry, and we won't let her, because nobody's going to know that the husband died. We're not going to have Adam that he died. That's a bigger klola. Not only is the husband going to die, but the wife will not be able to find out about it. Or Bnei'em, the kids in such a case also. If the father is missing, they don't know if he's dead or not. So Bnei'em writes him, the kids are going to want to go down to use their father's fields. But we ain't manichin, my son. We're not going to let the kids go down. So the chura, it's mashmir clearly, ain't maridin. It says here in the case where the father's not around, we do not let the kid go down to the field. So when the kasha and Shmuel, that Shmuel says maridin, here it's mashmir, we do not let the kid go down to the field. So I'm a rabba, we ever said that's not a kasha. I'm a rabba, leirat v'limka tanan. That's what the pasuk with Asher from the pasuk. The kid cannot go down to the field. It means to use it like an owner. He will not be able to sell the field, but just to go down there and work on it and to take share in the produce, that he would be able to. Samura says, have a uvde ben adoi, there was a maisir in adoi, u poshter rav sheshet meho masisin. And rav sheshet was poshted for this mission of this brice over here that says, ein maridin. Like he was poshted like the more, like we asked the kasha and Shmuel. Here at Chorot Mashmur, the kids cannot go down to the father's fields at all. Or Malay Ravam said back, no, what's the proof in this posik? Dilma, maybe here the posik just means, leirat v'limka tanan. That the kids will want to go down and act like an owner to the field and sell it, that we won't let them. But maybe if the kids just want to go down and work on it and have a share in the produce, that they'll be able to. He said back to them, Dilma, like he didn't like that, he didn't like the answer. No, he held it's a good proof. So he said back to them, Dilma mi Pumbadisat, maybe you come from the city Pumbadisa. To Maile and Pila, they put an elephant, the Kufya de Machta, through the hole of a needle. In other words, they say things that are not so, you don't understand them. So you heard, why? Because the pasuk here is mashma that the kids will be like the mother. For hodum yudin yishusayim, ubenayim ketoni, says that the kids will be yisayim like the mother will be an amona. Mahosam klaloi, just like when the mother is the amona here, so it means we do not know where the father is, she cannot get married at all. There's no heter for her at all to get married if we don't know where the husband is. Is af hochinam here when it talks about the kid also, klaloi, that the kid has nothing to do at all with that property. So there's mashma then from this posik that we would not let the kid, the koriv, go down to his father's property. As long as we do not know for sure the father died, just the father was captured, we would not let the koriv go down to his property. So here's a kasha on Shmuel then. Now the Gemara says, this halacha, this machlekes Rav and Shmuel, maridin koriv l'nichse shav, that we had a machlekes. Whether you're allowed to let a karev go down to the property of a shavui, tanoihi. We look at the machlekes tanoihi. The Tanya we learned, Hayor with the Nichsei Shavui, if somebody goes down to the property of somebody that was captured to take care and watch over it, Ein Motzi Noisa Miyadoi, we do not take it away from you. Mashmi, we let you stay there. For lawyer, not only this, Elafilu Shama, Shema Mashmoshin Uboyin, even if you hear that the owner is planning to come back, he was like freed, they called them Vitola. Should a person now that's working on it fast goes and pulls off all the fruits, the Yochel and eats it, Hareza Zoros Veniskar, he has a right to do that. Whatever he ate, he gains, he's allowed to keep it. So you see clearly, they hold, Maridin, you're allowed to let a curve go down. Now, V'yeluhein nichsei shavuyin. This is called the property of a shavui, that harei shehoya oviv, oy ochiv, oy yechud min amarishin. Whether it's your father, whether it's your brother, or anybody, that if they die, you would yash, and you'd be the Yerush. Hol chulhem l'medina sayom. They went overseas. V'shomo b'hen shemes. And we heard that they died. So in such a case, that's called nichsei shavui. That's the first case here, that Hayor with the Nichsei Shavui is very good. We let you stay there, and you can take all the produce you want. That's the first case. Now, for that's not negated to us. Because before we said also, that when we heard that the owner died, then everybody agrees we let him go down. So Machlokes is in the next case, where we did not hear that he died. Now it says, Hayor with the Nichsei Netushim. If somebody goes down to the property of Netushim, Netushim actually says, and Nechost Netushim are like also... that the owner also went away, the owner's not here. So it says, Yor Nichsin Tushim, Maitzi Naisim Yadoi. Now we take it away from this person going down. In other words, we do not let a Karav go down to the property. The Yeluha Nichsin Tushim, what's called Nichsin Tushim, Haresha Yaoviv, or Yachiv, or Yechim, and Marishin. Again, one of your Kroivim, that when they die, you'll be the Yerush. Hochul Hem of Dinat Hayom, they went overseas. And the case is, Veloy Shama Bem Shemes. You did not hear that they died. That's why the machlokes before between Rav and Shmuel by Yeridin Lenichsei Shavui. This was the case before where he was captured, but we did not hear that he died. So it says here that Tanakama says Netushim is Maitzian. We do not let him go down. But the machlokes says that the Yomer of Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel says Shomati, I heard no Shehan Netushim Kishvuyim, that the property of Netushim, where the owner went away and we did not hear that he died, has the same halacha like Yishvuyim, where we did hear the owner died. So just like by Shivuyim, we do let a curve go down on the Chosov. If Shivuyim only holds the same thing by Netushim, we also let a curve go down to the property. So this is the Machlokes Tanoim, and the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, is this Machlokes here, the Tanakama, and Shivuyim Gamliel. Now, a third case is, Hayur with a Nichtzer Retushim. If the curve goes down to the property of Retushim, we'll soon see what that means. Here everybody holds, we take the curve away, we do not let him go down to the property. What's called the property of Retushim? Again, one of your Kroivim, that when they die, you'll be the Yerush. Kan, they're here. You do not know where he went. In other words, your father went on his own free will, he went someplace, and he didn't tell you. So here we say that you have no right to go down to his property. Tamar says, and the reason is, because since the father went away in his own free will, if he wanted you to go down, he would have told you. Since he didn't tell you to go down, that's the proof he does not want you to be there. So therefore here we say for sure you have no right to be there. Now the Gemara says, Maishananak the Kurva Tushim, how come when he went away, when he was taken away, it's called Natushim? Well, Maishananak the Kurva Retushim, when he goes away in his own free will, it's called Retushim. So the Gemara says, because of the Psukim. Netushim devar korcha. Netushim means you are taken away, you are captured by force. The pasuk says, "V'yashriyas tishmetenu natashto." By shriyas, your property is like hefka. So idashin afkosa de malchuso is like Hashem, the Melech, made it free. We know on shriyas and shmiti, your property is hefka. The least of Paris, mitzvah the Melech. That's the lashon of tishmetenu natashto. That's netushim to mean by force. Retushim means the midaiton, that the owner went away in his own free will. The pasuk says, "Im al bonim roicha," so it means on your own free will. Rashi says, "Hainu midaitoi," yeah, that you weren't captured, that you went away on your own free will. Yeah. Right. Tony, we learned the kulin shomim lehem korus. We'll soon see in which case it means when the korov goes down the nichsav shavui, and we say he works on the field. So how much does he take out of the field? Like a regularis, whether it's a third, whether it's a half, or the produce he takes. So Rashi says it means him Yavoyu Habayim, the owner would come back. Yitlu Elu, these people that were there working there from the Shvach Kakoris, Rosta Peris, Kemini Garisi Amakim, whatever regular sharecropper gets from the field, whatever the minigam makam is, that's what this person also takes back. The verse says, in which case do you say this? You let me, if you want to tell me, Ashvuyin, in the first case of the Brisa, where we heard that the father died. So Mara says, no, it's even more than that. Hashtis, Zoros, Veniskar, Heve, we learned before that if his fast takes all the peris, whatever he eats, he has the right to keep for himself. My, the Ashvach, me boy. So for sure, what he made, a Shvach, what he made, the produce, what he made grow better in the field, for sure he should take it. You don't have to tell me that he tastes chorus. For sure, Madach, he has the right to keep the fruits itself. So for sure, when he made it grow better, for sure he can keep it. So that can't be what we're going on. El Aratushim is going on the middle case. In the case where the owner was captured, because we did not hear that he died. For the Gemara, the Tanakhama says, no, we do not let a korov go down to such property. We take him out. El Aratushim. No, forget. On Ratushim, forget. Ratushim was the case where the owner went away, Midaiton. So there we said, everybody holds, you have no right to go down. Because since he did not tell you to go down, he does not want you. So it can't be going on Ratushim. El is going on the middle case on Ratushim, where he was captured, we didn't hear that he died. So now, Laman, who are you saying according to? Elaim, the Rabbanin, according to Rabbanin, who Amri Matin, I see me. Rabbanin said, no, on such property, we take him out of there. We do not let a Kurv go down L'nichta Shavi. So it can't be going according to the Rabbanin, that he gets Kurv. Iker Shimon Gamliel, who Amar, Shamati Shenatushim Kishvuyin. The Chur of Shimon Gamliel said he heard that this Netushim has the same look like Kishvuyin. And Kishvuyim, in the case where we heard the father died, there we say he gets more than just Kurus. All the Paris that he chapped the Rai's fast and eight, he has the right to keep. So again, where do we have this Graisa that says, the Kurus that goes down to the field, when he works on it, he only gets from the produce like a regularis does. So Mar says, true, it's going on the Tushim. And they're going according to Shimon Gamliel. But what he meant to say is Kishvuyin, but like Kishvuyin. It's like it, but not like it. Kishvuyin, the Tushim is called like Shvuyin. All right, turn over. Again, it's going according to Shimon Gamliel, that he holds Netushim in the same halacha like Ratushim, like Shvuyim, but it's like it or not like it. Kishvuyin, it has a halacha like Shvuyin, Diyei Mitzinai Samyadai. When the Korov goes down to the field to watch the field, we do not take him out. We let him stay there and watch it, and he has the right to get Korov. That's what the price is going on. But just we don't take him out. But V'loi Shvuyin, he's not completed like a Shvuyin. Here the horse says, by real Nichsei Shvuyim, where we heard the owner died, Zoros Veniskar. There he has the right to fast, eat from the property, and keep the property. Viluhoche, but over here, Shamina like Kiaris. Here he only has the right to keep the property, to keep the produce like a regular worker on the field. Yeah, so Mel is good. This Brisa that we said, that the person that's working now has the right to take from the produce the way a regular worker does, goes to court of Shimon Gamliel, then a nichsei netushim, he has such a locha that the curve is allowed to go down, and he has the right to take the produce, take the profit like a regularis. Now, well, my shino, what's the difference? Mehod et nan, that's what we learn like this. It says a locha. Yeah. So says, my shino, what's the difference? Mehod et nan, this is how we learn. Mehod et nan. Hamoid se hoit sois. If the husband spent money on his wife's property, he spent a lot of money putting in the seeds or working over on the fields. So, he put in a lot of work, he spent a lot of money putting work into the fields. What came out, the produce, the profit was very small. Or else the opposite way. Kima, he put a little bit amount of money into it. He just paid for seeds, that's all. And he ate a lot came out of it. So the locher is, Masha hoitzi hoitzi. Whatever the husband spent in the field, he spent. Oh, Masha ochal ochal. Whatever he eats, he eats. That's all. Zechura, why? Zechura, a husband in his wife's fields should also be like an oris. We should say she get chorus. Sakhne, we say no. Masha ochal ochal. Whatever he ate, he ate. Mashenkin here, when a curve goes down the nichse shavui, we do not say he only gets what he eats. The prayer. But here we say, forget it, look like an oris. So Mara said there's a big difference. Holei dami, one is like the other. Elohod etan, that's what we learned. Hamoitzi hoitzois. Al nichta yishtoi, if somebody spends money, it's moitzei yitzoi, somebody spends money on his wife's fields, al nichta yishtoi katana, kemoitzei al nichta yachadami. It's like spending money on somebody else, you don't get anything from it. Alma, what do we see? Kivud loy som chadaitei, tkinu loy rabbonin, ki heichad loy lisadinu. That since you're not soymech das, like you don't know for sure she'll say with you, so rabbonin will mistaken that you should not lose out. So tell you hochinam here also. Tkinu loy rabbonin, rabbonin may special takon over here, ki heichad loy lisadinu, that you should not lose out. So that's why over here, when a korov goes down the nichse shavui, here rabbonin made a special takon that he gets like an orus. The same thing if you spend money in your wife, that's a katana. There you're not sure she could be mamai and she can get rid of you anytime she wants. So there you're not samech das. There the rabbanon had to make a special takana that you have a right to get chorus. Because otherwise you won't take care of it. Mashenken on your own wife, there you're more samech das, it's like your wife. So there the property we say, whatever the halacha is, it's your wife's property. Because you have a right to eat the peris. So whatever grows here, from the growth, you're allowed to eat from the shvach. But if you happen to spend a lot of money and very little came out, it's your loss. Here we don't make any special takonis. Because on your own wife, you zikha saimachdas to do a good job. Mashenkin, when she's a ketana, you're afraid maybe she'll make mian, or else when a korev goes down, l'nich say shavui, there we're afraid maybe you won't do such a good job. There the rabbon had to make a special takonah, you take korus. Now, the kulin that says loch in the rice there, shaman loy korus. Anyone that goes down to the fields, he has the right to take from the produce like a regular worker, like an orus. The kulan, what's the lashon of a kulan? The kulan lasuya mai, what's it coming to include? So Mora says, coming lasuya hodi yomer of Nachman. That Rav Nachman said, Omar Shmuel, shovui shenishba, if a person was captured by the goyim, maridin karlo nechosav. You're allowed to let somebody, even a karva relative, go down to his field in the meantime and take care of it. Yotzul adat, let's say he went away by his own free will, then ain't maridin karlo nechosav, like we had before. Then we do not let the karva go down, because since the person didn't tell you to go down, he doesn't want you to. But Rav Nachman did they yamar boirech hareyu kishovi. If the owner ran away, it has the same halach like was captured, that we do let a korov go down and watch the field. Now, boirech machmas mai. Why did the owner run away? Elaim, if you want to tell me machmas cargo, cost of taxes, he wanted to like run away from paying the taxes. If so, hainu ladas. Like he didn't have to run away. That's cool that he went away in his own free will. So if so, for sure we don't let him go down. So Shein Khan, because he knows, as far as some taxes, he doesn't have to rush about it. He's not in a big rush. So therefore, if he goes away, it's like leaving on his own free will. So since he did not tell you to go down to take care of the field, you're not allowed to take care of it. Ela rather, baruch machmas mardin. The case mardin means that the goyim have a chi of mis upon you. The case is horogas and nefesh. You killed somebody. And by the goyim rashas, pasoyim horogim ashvichas domin. They kill you. So you have to run for your life. So in such a case, you're running for your life. Here we say, you're fatumult. That's why you didn't tell anybody to take care of your property. Therefore, we are allowed to let a korov. We're allowed to let a korov go down to watch it for you. Omri Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Shavui Shenishba, person was captured by the goyim. Veniach kom elixir, and he left his wheat field full, was growing. Anovim elixir, left over the grapes that weren't cut off yet. Timorim ligdor, he left over dates that weren't cut off yet. Zaysim, he has olives, limsoik. Look, in such a case, what do we do now? Mamish, they'll be ruined. If you let the fruit stay there, they'll be ruined. So Loch is Bezdin Yordan Nechosiv. Bezdin goes down to his property. Umamidim Apotropis. Bezdin appoints an Apotropis right now. The Kaitzer, and he tells the Apotropis right now, cut down this wheat that's fully grown. Uboitzer, cut down the grapes. The Goyder, cut down the dates. Umoisik, and take care of the olives. The Yachakak, and after we have an Apotropis, then Maridin Karlo Nechosiv. And then we let a korov go down and watch over the field. For the Gemara, why? For look him apotropos li'olam. Once you have an apotropos there, he does a better job. So let him stay there forever. So Gemara says, no, apotropos l'diknini le'makminin. We don't let an apotropos stay there like l'diknini for some to become old. Rashi says, ein bezdin torchin levakash apotropos la'noshim g'daylim she'lesmal l'zakonim. They don't find older people to be apotropos. The fish lay in su, you won't find them. There's a fish lay in li'yas mi'ika t'shemelhu. The Shamalu, we have the Apotropos, the Dvar Mitzvah. Stam, to find an Apotropos for Yisaimim, that you could find. It's a Mitzvah. Avo Dekhtini, for an older person, nobody wants to be an Apotropos. Loi Shemile, they won't listen to you. So therefore, it will be very hard for Bezin to find an Apotropos to watch over an older person's field. But there's no Mitzvah involved, so people won't want to do it. An Apotropos doesn't get paid. So therefore, we tell a Korov to go down, and like we learned before, the Korov will be able to take like a regularis. So therefore, do a good job.
But here at the beginning, we tell an apotropos to come down, because when the apotropos goes down, he'll cut down the peris, and he'll hold it like a shomer. He'll be a shomer for the bailim. Then after we take care of these peris, then we let the korov go down. He'll be like an oris to work on the fields. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding up Lama Tess from an Aleph, four lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Huna. Huna says, Ein Maridin Koton L'Nichtei Shavui. Again, if somebody was captured, he was taken away and his fields are left over, so you're not allowed to let a Koton go down to take over. Push it, because he'll just ruin it. A Koton's not about that, he can't take care. We don't let him go down. Now, V'loi Koriv L'Nichtei Koton. In the case, let's say a Koton was captured, but for some reason, a cotton can't, maybe Yerusha's father died, he can't take care of his property. We do not let a koriv go down to watch over the property. We'll also see why. Because we're afraid maybe the koriv will make a chazakah there and take it away from him. Not only the brother himself, but the brother of the brother. Let's say the cotton now has a brother, and that brother has another brother that's his brother from the same mother. So Kitzah's third brother is not related to the first brother. So the third brother, since he's related to the second brother, which is the brother of the Kotan, also cannot go down to watch the field. Because we're afraid he'll be machzik in the field to take it away from the Kotan for his brother. Now, what's the reason? Ein maridin Kotan l'nichtei shavui. We do not let a Kotan, a young child, go down to watch over somebody's field. Because Dilma Masidlu, Pashin Gareth, he's a Kotan. He won't do a good job, he'll just be masidlu, ruin it. So Bezdin can't let a cotton go down to take over. Now, v'loy koriv machmas koriv the nichtei cotton. We do not let a relative go down to the cotton's field. It means the achai me'imor. It means, like we just said, the cotton has a brother from the same father. Now that brother has another brother from the same mother. So we don't let him go down either to watch over this field, because the third brother like will take it for the second brother. For like korav nichtei katan, and we do not let a regular korav also go down to the nichtei katan. Why? Kivan the leimochi, since the katan doesn't know how to protest, like to say, listen, it's my field, he can't make a machor, it is so osili avzuke day. We're afraid that the korav, after being there for 3 years, will go around saying, listen, it's my field, I made a chazaka, I was the one that yashined it, because I made Yerusha. So make a machzik as if to say, he was the real Yerush, it wasn't your field, it's my field. That's what we're afraid about. So Gemara says, Amar Rava says,